This news update is being brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member, FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. Motorists in Huron County should prepare for a road closure as bridge maintenance gets underway at Ewald Road. The Huron County Road Commission says crews began work today on the Ewald Road Bridge spanning the Pinnebog River, located between Pigeon Road, also known as M-142, and Richardson Road. The project will focus on repairing concrete support beams as part of the routine bridge maintenance. The closure is expected to remain in place through approximately August the 8th, weather permitting. During construction, through traffic will be detoured using Richardson Road, Crone Road, and M-142. Officials say access for local residents will be maintained throughout the project. Drivers are encouraged to allow extra travel time and follow posted detour signs while work is in progress. On June 16th, the Huron County Election Commission, consisting of Judge Julian Ferris, Clerk Lori Neal, Treasurer Cheryl Yan, convened to consider a recall petition. The petition, filed by Lily Drapesky, targets Commissioner Steve Vaughn of District 4. The stated reason for the recall is Commissioner Vaughn's vote on July 8, 2025, in favor of Resolution 2585, which allowed 15,000 acres for solar facilities in 15 zone townships. Commissioner Vaughn raised concerns regarding the legality of the recall, noting his constituency's lack of county zoning and questioning the commission's organizational procedures, as well as their swearing in regarding their position on the election commission. The commission's mandate was to determine if the petition's language was factual and clear. The election commission concluded the petition met the clarity requirements for voters. The petition will subsequently pass, enabling the petitioner to begin collecting signatures. Both Commissioner Vaughn and the petitioner have a 10-day period to appeal the decision to circuit court. During public comment, Robert Gafke emphasized that the recall effort focuses on official conduct and could lead to further judicial review. Michigan lawmakers are renewing scrutiny over the state's food assistance program after reports of more than $4 million in Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits were issued to recipients using out-of-state addresses since 2024. The issue comes as investigations have highlighted a significant increase in suspected SNAP fraud between 2023 and 2024. In response, Republican legislators are proposing new residency verification requirements for beneficiaries who use their benefits outside Michigan for extended periods. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has not publicly commented on the allegations, despite multiple requests from media outlets. Supporters of the proposed legislation say the changes are intended to strengthen oversight and protect taxpayer dollars, while the debate is expected to continue as lawmakers review potential reforms to the state's benefit verification process. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
You need to go to Ashley and Bad Axe for 10 big days under the big top. It's the Ashley tent sale June 12th through the 21st. Get the best selection at the best prices, exclusively at Ashley and Bad Axe. We have recliners starting at just $349, love seats starting at $388, and sofas starting at $449. Sofa chases starting from $588 and sectionals from $1088. Everything in the tent, on the sidewalk, and in the store is on sale for only 10 big days under the big top. Save on one-of-a-kind items, discounted pieces, bulk orders, special buys, oops buys, canceled orders, and more. plus make it more affordable than ever with available 1 year and 5 year no interest financing. But don't wait, because our inventory changes as we sell it. Be sure to follow Ashley and Bad Axe on Facebook for daily tent sale deals and more. Shop the Ashley Tent Sale, happening now exclusively at Ashley and Bad Axe.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we have one obituary for today, June 18th. Harold Roy Engelhart of Sebring, age 92, passed away June 16, 2026, while at Shurer Hospital. He was born April 28, 1934, and he went on to marry Eunice Ostick in 1975. Left to cherish his memory are his loving children, Charles, Michael, Gary, Wendell, Howard, Lisa, Diana, his grandchildren, and 27 great-grandchildren. Harold's funeral service will be on Tuesday, June 23rd at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sebring. Harold's family will be present to receive visitors on Monday, June 22nd at Ransford Funeral Home in Sebring from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. and again at the church on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. In lieu of flowers, those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to Emmanuel Lutheran Church or the Region 3 FFA Care of USA Community Schools. The family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Caro, and friends may share their memories, thoughts, and prayers with the family online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
Hey, Frank, do you know what this week is?
Is it something sweet?
Well, yes, Frank. It's Michigan's Sugar Festival in Sebring. There are garage sales, a golf tournament, grand parade, kids' games, midway carnival rides, music, food, entertainment, and fireworks. And did you know our own Bayport State Bank is a sponsor of the Michigan Sugar Festival in Sebring and is the official sponsor of the Sugar Slicer Golf Outing?
So the whole family's going?
Yes, it will be fun for the whole family. I can't wait to go.
And the possums too?
Oh, Frank, no. Leave those possums at home.
Bayport State Bank, with four offices to serve you in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with your national and international news. A fresh political battle's brewing in Washington as President Trump temporarily stalls the confirmation process for his own Director of National Intelligence nominee. The administration is reportedly leveraging the delay to apply intensive legislative pressure on Congress, demanding broader executive oversight over intelligence apparatuses before allowing the nomination to move forward. Capitol Hill is deeply divided over the maneuver, with critics calling it unprecedented overreach and supporters arguing it is a necessary step to ensure total administrative alignment. The deadlock is halting several other high-level committee hearings scheduled for the week. And the financial aftermath of the U.S.-Iran peace deal is taking center stage after President Trump acknowledged that billions of dollars in frozen Iranian assets will have to be returned. Speaking at the conclusion of the G7 summit, Trump noted that keeping the seized capital permanently would undermine global confidence in the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. The announcement is drawing fierce pushback from several congressional factions who argue the funds should be diverted to war reparations. International banks are monitoring the transfer framework closely as the liquidity influx could rapidly shift Middle Eastern market dynamics. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And with Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member, FDIC.
Big selection, big savings, 10 big days under the big top. The Ashley Tent Sale is back and exclusive to Ashley and Bad Axe. June 12th through June 21st, Shop incredible deals throughout the store, in the tent, and on the sidewalk. Twin mattresses starting from $129, queens starting from $269, chest of drawers starting from $199. And the savings don't stop there. We have oops buys, canceled orders, special buys, discounted items, one-of-a-kind pieces, and more. This tent sale is exclusive to Ashley and Bad Axe and your limited time chance to get the hottest styles at the best prices. Plus, you can make it more affordable than ever with available 1-year and 5-year no-interest financing. Just ask us how. Make sure to follow Ashley and Bad Axe for daily tent sale deals too, because inventory changes as we sell it. June 12th through June 21st, 10 big days for you to save. Exclusively at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery to the Thumb area and beyond. Visit us at Ashley and Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.